We're doing Dov's Minute, and our topic today is the idea of Derech Eretz, when we're eating at someone's table. So the Talmud has different lines, as we have a whole tractate called Maseches Derech Eretz, Laws of Etiquette. Now, etiquette in certain realms change, right? You got to behave like the people around you. But there are certain things which remain etiquette. So the Shulchan Aruch actually says that proper etiquette is that when you're at someone's house, at someone's table, and food is served, to wait until the host takes or serves others. So proper etiquette is that we don't take before the host. Number two, if the host served us something, so then the halacha expects that we don't give it to someone else, because what sometimes happens is that there really isn't enough for everyone, and the host doesn't want to be embarrassed, so you might mean well and give his kid. For example, they take out ice cream, and they give you ice cream, and the guy next to you ice cream, and you want to be nice, and you give it to the kid, but maybe they don't have any more ice cream in the kitchen. Say if you see them coming out to the table, 15 tubs of ice cream, so you still should ask the host, because sometimes kids have allergies, or kids get hyper. You shouldn't really be giving their kids food without their permission. But the Shulchan Aruch actually says you're not allowed to take food that was given to you and give it to other people, because you might inadvertently slight the host, because the host doesn't really have more to give other people. So whatever was given to a person, he shouldn't really pass on to other people. If there you see that there's more than enough there, then you could give it to people who you're confident he's comfortable with you giving them. Again, with regards to their own kids, I would add a clause that you really shouldn't give them food without verifying with the host, because there might be more at play than meets the eye. This leads us to another discussion, which we'll pick up with next time, the discussion of who owns the food after you've been giving it. If your host gives you something to eat, is it yours now that it's on your plate, or is it still his? And we'll see that has many halachic implications. So be continued, Bezat Shem, next time.